Now I'm gonna mute.
Michael Blaze.
Hey guys, I'm going to try this again. I guess you guys can't hear me. Okay, can you guys hear me?
Can hear you, just can't hear any call.
Okay,
I can hear the whole thing. I don't know what's going on. Let me try it again, okay?
All
right. Let me try it again.
Okay.
And just let me know if you can hear, because I'm going to leave you guys unmuted if you can mute yourself just for now and not talk, okay? Just in case that's the problem.
Right.
Eventually, with their ability to move bigger and better into that, we can help them develop it into a full enterprise. So, Avery, I want to welcome you to the call. Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta.
Okay, great. And who is your club president?
So it's Cynthia Polk, Michelle McBride.
Oh, great. Good to hear. Good. So what we've got so far, Avery, is we only got a couple people on board tonight for the phone call. So I will help in customizing my conversation tonight to serve them for what they need. I've been a fun busing coach for about 7 years now, and I've run across just about every circumstance and every situation. So here to guide and help and serve you, and we have another gentleman on by the name of James. I was just directing my call to him, my attention to him when you came in. So is there been anyone else joining the call besides Avery and James? We have...
Yes, Michael Blaine here.
Hi, Michael. Pleased to have you on board. Good to have you.
Thank you.
So
thank you,
now we're starting to get a couple people. We're starting to get a couple people in here, and this was good. So I might just do it this way. We've got three known fun busters on the call, Michael, James, and Avery. And there may be another. Is there anyone else? All right. So out of the three of you, is there any of you three that can report either A, a success, what we call a step seven, or B, start to talk about questions you have? First, let's go with anybody that's got a step seven. Anyone got any successes? Okay, so let's go into questions. James, Avery, or Michael, anybody got a question out there about the process, about what they're doing or how they're doing it?
Yes, I'm very new to this. Shannon just told me about this conference call today. I would like to hear as much information as possible so I can apply the terms and understand the process.
That was Michael.
It's Michael Blade.
Yeah, hi, Michael. Good to have you on board then.
Thank you.
So, so let's go ahead and ask a couple questions. Michael, you're brand new to this.
Sure.
You're in the process of moving forward. Another caller on board. Good. At this juncture, let's do it this way, because I have thrown this question out. I am interested in having this a dialogue or conversation, meaning I'm here to help serve for the question. So if there's anyone that has a question, go right ahead.
Michael Blade, how do we get started?
Okay, Michael, glad. Okay, for everyone that's on the call, they should be aware of our fundbusting site. Is that true? Fundbusting.com. you should be able to have your access to the fundbusting.com site, and if you don't have access or you don't know how to get to it, be sure to get with your club president. They can guide you through that step to get access to the fundbusting.com site. On that fundbusting.com site, you'll see a first splash page with a little information, including a 7-step list that we ask you to print out and follow along, make fun busting a process that we even call fun. The first steps are so simple that, you know, you already have accomplished those probably right away. That is, get to the site, print out the form, and post the form. After that, we're asking you to go ahead and listen to some of our fun busting audio training that we have up there in sequence. And there's an explanation of ours, what you're to do and what audios that we require, or we basically say, do these things. There's about 7 of them. And then there's optional ones in there. So don't get overwhelmed by the fact that there's a lot in there. There's only about 7 that we're asking you to participate in and do in a sequence. And when you complete to the end of those 7, they're not long. They're about 20 minutes each one. So they're not excessive, they're not onerous, but they give you a guideline of what to do and how to do the steps that we're going to talk about a little bit tonight. When you complete those audios, then you get back to, and the full instructions are there, you get back to the club president that you enrolled with and say, I'm complete with that step. I'm now ready to be assigned to a coach. And you will get a coach assigned to you. Now, at the time in which we assign a coach, we ask you to simply do an accountability form. That accountability form keeps you accountable to the process, us accountable to you, and you accountable to us. In other words, we've got your back. We're here to help you. And we want you to walk through the process in a correct sequence, because this is a learning process. So we know that we also know that if you follow the steps, you have a great likelihood, a grand likelihood. In fact, we almost assure you that if you follow the steps and you take the ego out of it, you can, most anyone is successful in getting this done. So therefore, you can't get this done. There are a few people who don't complete. We understand. We give them plenty of opportunity. In fact, we rotate our clubs, our coaches, our fundbusting coaches, so that if there's an issue that may exist between you and your coach in terms of training and learning, we want to eliminate that. So if there's a case in which you are out doing, you've done your work, you've done your presentations, your scripts, your presentations, and you still are not getting positive success. Glad you joined us. If you've done all that and you are not getting successful results, then we ask you if it may be time, and this is a question you ask yourself, do I want to switch coaches? We want you to switch coaches if you want to switch coaches. In fact, we almost insist on it if your results are not coming true. For the reason that it's not about any one of us who is a coach as to whether we're good or not, it's a matter of whether we resonate and are in alignment with you so that you can learn this well. We do know that when people learn this well, we call it first capital, or the concept basically is, it doesn't take you much different in the way of your mental approach and your attitude in raising $10,000 or $15,000 than it does in raising $500,000 or even $1 million or more. In your mental approach and in your attitude is where 90% of your action steps are. As we move up the line, when we say first capital and we've helped you and taught you how to raise your first capital, $10,000 or $15,000, or whatever number that happens to be for you, it is not any different in that raising of $500 or $1 million. What's different about raising $500 or $1 million is the fact that you're going to have some evidence and materials, and you're going to have some process steps done, and you're going to have some more convincing documentation for what you're doing. But if it's simply mental attitude, and you're the awareness of what you're doing, and your acceptance in your own mind for what you're accomplishing, that is no different. Let's say it this way. If you're committed enough to raise for a project $2.5 million or some other number, whatever that is, why wouldn't you be committed enough to raise $10,000 or $15,000 or whatever the number is you need to raise in order to get you through this process in your first arrangement? If the mental commitment and the attitude is correct for the one, wouldn't it be the same as for the other? And this is where we say, if you are going to, let me put it another way yet. Michael Dell, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, rose about $21 or $23 billion in order to buy his company back. Now, we know the story of Michael Dell starting out in a college dorm room. And when his business got big enough and he couldn't deal with it and he had to start paying the students that he was hiring and he had to get payroll together, he ended up having to go out and talk to people about raising money. He was fervently committed to his project. He was engaged in his project. He was active in his project. He knew what was going on. He was absolutely, totally committed, what we call a beyond a no matter what attitude, wherein he knew that this was just a must-do program for himself. He went out and raised money. All along the way, when Michael Dell had to raise money to grow his business, from the early entrepreneurial stage all the way up into the early young company stage, all the way up into a more maturing company, until finally growing it into an enterprise and getting it listed on the stock exchange, and then still making it grow over the years. Michael Dell went out and rose money. He's really no different than most anyone else. He just had a fervent commitment to the fact that he was going to get this done. Now, you may not decide, or you may decide not to turn your company into an international enterprise. You may decide that your company, a physical size or a particular plateau that you might want to raise your business to. That's fine. The conditions for you to get there still remain the same. You must have a well-vetted plan. You must have a well-defined and well-orchestrated team. You must have the right guidance, advisory, and a mentorship, including potentially board of directors, for what you're going to accomplish. We know that businesses, so many of them, and two really easy examples are people like Henry Ford or Walt Disney, simply because we know them to exist today. But we also know, when looking at back into their history, both of those gentlemen failed. In fact, both of those gentlemen failed twice. And they had raised money and failed. They had bankrupted the business along the way. But then they raised some more money. Failed a second time. On the third time around, in both of those gentlemen's instances, they succeeded. The difference was, when they were asked what was the difference, was they knew they had a good idea, but they just didn't have the plan right. We know that story well. We know that you need two sides to develop your business. You need the planning and structure side, and then you need the capital. One without the other is surely going to slow you down, and it could even make you fail. Obviously, without any money, the company doesn't go anywhere. If we have enough juice in the tank, we can drive all the way across the desert. In fact, there's a little saying that we have, a company doesn't fail because it has too much money. Thereby, we must have the other side, the other flip of the coin. We must have the team and the structure and the organization and the planning in order to be able to execute and build and grow and take advantage of the marketplace's opportunities and watch out for the market, for the marketplace's ability to throw extra curves at us. So we must have that. Now, CEO Space accomplishes both of those for you. CEO Space can be and is oftentimes and is designed to be the location for you to work on your plan and make it better. It's a work in process. Your plan can never be done and over and set on a shelf. You need to always come back and check things out. Bernie Dorman designed this organization, and we now have 5 forums a year, about every 60 days, to give each entrepreneur the opportunity to come back. When you're hyper-growing or when you have circumstances that you need to check in, about every 60 days. And in doing so, you tune up your plan. You tune up your team. In fact, you may be looking for and finding gaps in your team and fulfilling those gaps. You're going to tune up and you're going to advance your capital acquisition circumstances. Not every company needs everything all at once. You will go through phases and stages. Those phases and stages are in both of those two arenas. The personnel or HR side of your business, the planning and development stage, as well as your financial side, the impact needed in order to have funds for source and use within your company. So the sourcing of your funds is what we're talking about in this case. Bringing it all the way back down to your fund busting process, you're looking at sourcing funds. The usability of those funds, tying it back into your fund busting commitment. Your use of those funds, of course, is to make sure that you're getting to CEO Space, you got your particulars cared for, your membership paid for, your hotel room, and your transportation. Once you have those things done, then we want you to have a few bits of money left over afterwards, of course, so that you can go ahead and start to implement the next steps. In First Capital, we are interested in you learning the steps, the language, and the process for raising capital. Coming to the class, you will learn about the financial architecture, what we call corporate engineering, and what we're calling corporate business development, because you're going to have to engineer your company's as you move along. So your development will change over time. It will change from the very first time you come to CEO Space. It will change the process as you begin to develop at CEO Space. You'll have the activity or the availability of mentors, coaches, advisors, staff people, additional members. You know, some of the member-to-member relationships are some of the strongest because you're coming there and you're meeting other people with similar needs and you're able to open up, have a discussion. How your need matches their need, what did they do about it, who are they looking for. They can give you, well, I just talked to so-and-so, one of the faculty, gave great tips. Adam, you ought to go talk to them.
Tim?
No.
Yes.
Tim, you're getting pretty staticky. I'm kind of losing you. Is that just my phone or is that anybody else?
I don't know. Anybody else?
Okay. Yeah,
I'm having problems hearing you well also.
There's some background.
I'm having trouble hearing you too, buddy.
It's that last part.
on my end. Let me do it this way. Is that any better for everyone?
Oh, that's great. I can hear you good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, that's better. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Thanks for speaking up, because we certainly don't want that to happen. So anyway, what I was really saying is, you know, you're going to have your access in order to help you with your business planning. But that's once you get there. We've got to get you there. So the fund-busting process is to help you get you there, get you paid, get you over the hump, get you through the process, get you... Now, once you have boots on the ground and you have the ability to work with our coaches and our mentors and our advisors and our staff, and as I was saying, our other members, because you'll now have a camaraderie, a sense of esprit de corps with the other people who are there, who are also just new arrivals. They just joined us. You represent kind of a small group of people for us, in that when you come to join us, you're bringing your experiences, your profile, your opportunities, and many of you have either been in business before, worked in other small early stage businesses, or at least can recognize that even if you hadn't, and you recognize it from the standpoint, and now what you're stepping into is your business. Because again, and I'll repeat this more than 3 times, it is a process. You need to develop your unique and customized business process development to meet up with where you need to go and what you want to accomplish. Source and use of funds becomes a pretty predominant piece for everyone's design build, but everyone's source and use of funds will be uniquely different. You'll have different channels, you'll have different processes, you'll have different techniques. Some people will do it under an exclusive style of a business model. Other people will use a different one. And some will be a blend and a marriage of more than one. But here we start at the beginning with fund busting. This is not about your business. This is not about CEO space. Fund busting is one and only one thing. It's about people believing in you strongly enough, you being able to convey to them, and they believing in you strongly enough that what you are doing is moving forward with your business, with your process steps, and with what you want to accomplish. We become the mechanism for you to help accomplish it, but it's really all about yourself and what you are doing. So whether you've heard it with prior coaching, whether on the calls or whether you've heard it from an individual coach, it's not about your project. It's not about CEO space. It's about you have now finally found that the right ways and mechanisms to build your business, to take it from wherever it is now to wherever you want it to go, means a series of process steps and phases that your business and you're going to go through. If a company is in the trucking industry and is going to have 5,000 trucks eventually, well, they have to have 1,000 before they get to 5,000. They're going to have 500 before they get to 1,000, or 100 before they get to 500. Well, back that all the way down, and they have to start off with one truck. But this process begins to develop and change over time. The dynamics of what you are building will change over time. And you need mentorship and guidance. You're paying a fee, a one-time lifetime membership fee to come to CEO Space, to which, as a graduate, you can rely on the system to get you answers through the network. And you are always allowed to come back on graduating weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, at absolutely no charge. You simply come in, register, get your badge, and you have access to the faculty, the mentors, the advisors, to the coaches, to the staff, and to the other members to help you work on your project and help you build what you're doing. When you come back and come for the entire week, that's a little different. You're coming, you're part of the meal tables. We now have 15 meal tables going on from Monday morning through Friday evening, 3 meals a day, 5 days. Those meal tables are almost priceless. You cannot put a price on them. Although they're 90 to 120 minutes long, you can't ever discern what you're going to acquire out of one of those meal tables. Routinely and regularly, those meal tables yield tremendous value to their members, including not only money saved, but money earned because of that meal table right there, right then. And we've had time over time over time over time of instances, and it'll be no different than this one coming. None at all. We, out of the 15 meals and out of the several hundred people at meals throughout the week, we'll have multiple instances where people have saved in their opportunity for what they would have otherwise cost them to build and grow and do their business, and or they will have actually made money through transactions right there, maybe not consummated at the meal table, but initiated and then followed through and consummated later. Happens all the time. So by coming to FeelSpace, it actually helps you both of those factors. Not only are you learning how to raise your money here in this early stage, you're learning how to do that through corporate engineering and your corporate development engineering for what you're going to build your company up. You're going to learn how to put your businesses together and have the right kinds of mentorship and guidance. You'll be looking for advisory staff or advisory coaching, and in many cases, you're going to be looking for even complementary advisory coaching, someone that can join your vision team. You may find a business or a business owner, something like yours, in another whole part of the country, not really a competitor in any way, shape, or form, or someone who's been in the business that you're going into and doesn't mind giving you some consulting work on a free vision basis. Happens all the time. And this is because it's part of the camaraderie of the membership. So as you begin to build, grow, and change your business over time, and you drop back into FeelSpace and in future activities, after you've been there your first time, your initial cost for coming is your big boot. After that, you're wearing golden slippers, because now you're coming in for a much lower price opportunity. In fact, as I say, on the weekends, for absolutely free. If you're coming in through the week, you're coming in paying your meals and you're paying the weekly fee, which is significantly reduced over your first-time, one-time membership. But in the overall concept of business development funds, when you look down and you said, I built my business over the past 2 years, what did it cost me to build my business? And you look at that number, time over time over time over time, that number is just minuscule. It may not seem that way in the early days, but when you start to raise capital and you start to develop your business and it starts to come out the way your business plan would have intended it to do, and you start to have cash flow generations and starting to head toward profitability, and you start to say, I'm really building my dreams. And what did it cost me? In terms of monetary expense, not much. What did it cost me in terms of my education? It didn't cost you any education. You gained an education. You gained a tremendous education, one that you will never lose in your lifetime. Another reason why we created a lifetime membership. A lifetime membership is because people will develop businesses over time. And in 6 years or 7 years or 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, they may sell that business and move on to another one. It happens all the time. We have serial entrepreneurs. They do come back, and they are looking for the next business that they want to engage in, the next upcoming entrepreneur that they want to support. Because everyone has time, talent, and treasure. And part of what we do is we maximize that time, talent, and treasure for every one of our members. It's our intended outcome that every member has beneficial treatment from every other member. Remember, our faculty are members, our coaches are mentors, our advisors are mentors, and our staff are members. And with that collaborative, cooperative activity, what we're doing is we're ramping up each other helping each other move forward and deliver what it is that they each are interested in delivering. So we're about half hour past the top of the hour, a little past that. I want to now open it up for questions again. So, Michael, thank you. I hope that gave you a little bit of how to get started. But let's go ahead and open it up. Anyone have a question out there? Oh, don't be shy. Anyone with a question?
You were very thorough. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that James?
Yes, it is.
Good. Well, James, go ahead. I hope you don't mind. I'm going to pick on you a little bit.
Okay.
Where are you in your development here? What stage are you in your process?
Well, actually, I'm looking at the new financing program that they're bringing on from CEO Space. I've attempted to get funding through the fund busting. Have not had any successes. Only had two actual contacts there. And I just want to make this thing happen, and I know it will.
Okay, so have you gotten through the steps on the fund busting, the audio tapes?
No, I have not gotten through that, no.
Okay, well, going back to what I was saying earlier then, you know, go ahead and get the funbusting.com website. Go through those audio tapes. They're just enormous wealth of knowledge just in those audio tapes. Take some notes, sit down with, you know, glass of iced tea or something, and sit down and go through those. They're about 20 minutes apiece. Bang off a few and take a break, come back and do the rest. Just do that. Just, you know, it's an hour and a half, 2 hours worth of dedicated time maximum when you're through those tapes. There is an exercise in there near the end, so you need a pen, a paper, and a pencil, and it'll give you all the instructions on the exercise. Once
okay.
you complete those, and who is, oh, you said Michelle is your coach, or your club president?
Yes, that's correct, Michelle McBride, she is.
Okay, and once you're done with that, have you been assigned a coach yet?
No, I haven't.
Jim, I'm coaching him. This is Michelle. I'm coaching him.
Oh, Michelle's coaching him. Okay, great. Well, once you're done with all that, then Michelle will help you, and I'm sure she's helping you now already. So,
yes.
Then there's the process of having the script going. And I look at it this way. And since there wasn't any questions, I'm going to tell you all my approach to script building. We have some nice scripts up there. They're good, but I think they have to be customized to you. And when I say that, I mean the script is designed to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. The script is designed, the ones that are up there, as well as any script for your request. When you think script, think request. When you think script, in my way of saying it, you don't think of rote learning, spitting it out word for word. Think of beginning, middle, and end, and think of no more than about 90 seconds. The request is only about 90 seconds. The request is nothing more than after you've already positioned in someone's mind what it is you're doing, then you're getting to the request, the reason why you're having the conversation. So the request is about 90 seconds. It's really only a process of saying, so what I really had in mind to talk to you about here, or what I really wanted to talk to you about, or however you want to couch that language to move into the request, it's about saying, let's role play just a little bit here, James.
Okay.
And let's say we've known each other a little bit. Let's say I gave the appointment with you. You said yes. You didn't know what the appointment was really about, but I was pretty excited to set the appointment. And my excitement kind of went like this. Oh, James, I know we haven't talked in a long time. Jeff here. Hey, something's really important that's going on in my world these days. In fact, it's so important that I can't even hardly believe everything that's happening.
things are changing for me right away. I've got great opportunities. They're starting to show up for me. I'm really excited. And I wonder if I could get about 15 minutes of your time this afternoon or tomorrow. Can we do that? Can I get 15 minutes with you?
Okay, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay, good. So we set up the, let's say that was all affirmed, as we set up the appointment for tomorrow. Let's instead say, you come back and say, well, Jim, what is it? You sound pretty excited. I got about 15 minutes right now. Can you tell me? If you were to do that to me, I would say, James, I appreciate it, but I got so many things I'm doing right now. I really, if we can hold that appointment for tomorrow, if we can set one for tomorrow or tonight, that would be better for me. I really only need about 15 minutes, but right now I'm kind of backed up on several things I got to do. Is that all right? So set that appointment for a future time, not too far in the future, because there's a sense of urgency and a sense of importance. But I delay and defer on purpose the request for saying, let's do it right now, because there's a pattern and there's a process in doing your presentation. A presentation, you know, the positive outcome of a presentation comes from being properly prepared and properly presented. And that means that your audience needs to be prepared for you to present too. So an audience that says to you, I'm okay right now, what's going on, go ahead and tell me, is not as prepared as having it set for a future appointment time and then making that appointment because here's what happens. When we have that appointment, let's say it was set for tomorrow, we set it for 10 o'clock in the morning. If it's a telephone appointment, I call you at 10 o'clock. One of the things that I'm going to do immediately is say, thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it. Do we still have that 15 minutes? And you're going to answer back yes or no. And if you answer back yes, then we're good. I have a confirmed appointment. We have the time together. We have the 15 minutes. And my answer on a yes, when you answer back a yes, is thank you so much. I appreciate that this is really important. And it's kind of a time-sensitive matter. So I appreciate you being able to take the time and talking to me. What I've done is I've reiterated the sense of importance and the sense of urgency, because I told you it was time sensitive. If you said no to me, and you said, well, no, I really don't, I got something else going on, and I can't really do that, then I'm going to set the appointment as quickly as for the next nearest time frame that we both can do it in. Again, measuring and sensing a sense of urgency here for the fact that we need to have this call, that this is important. So once we set that appointment, everything's fine. Now, going through the appointment, if it's a 15-minute appointment or a 10-minute appointment, I've seen people do it in 10 minutes. I've even had students do it in 5 minutes, a properly prepared and properly presented presentation. But you need to know the time frame you're working in. It should never be longer than 15. And if you learn the steps correctly and have gotten relatively skillful in the steps, you can do the same effectiveness almost in a 15-minute appointment as you can in 10. So if you said to me, Jim, no, I've only got about 10 minutes, I would say back to you, oh, 10 minutes. Can I have all of that 10 minutes? Can you give me all that 10 minutes? Because this is really important. And I swear I won't go over 10, but if you can give me 10 minutes, that would be really important to me. And then I get confirmation, and then I have my 10-minute talk in, and then I do my presentation. Now, here's the process of the presentation. The presentation is really pretty clear. The presentation is about getting the prospect to be engaged with you on an alignment basis, on a kind of a, do they know where you're coming from? Because if they think you're coming from the fact that you need money, you're probably not going to get any money. If they had come from an understanding and alignment that you have an opportunity, that you are conveying an opportunity to them, that's a whole different thing. It's altogether different. In fact, when you take your opportunity and turn it into an opportunity for them, and you have done it in a way in which it edifies them and gives them a return on their investment, because there are two kinds of return on investment. There's the human kind return on investment. I see what you're doing. I'd love to support you. How can I assist you? How can I help you? That's the human investment. There's the return on investment for some people who may choose to use a bridge note. And again, get with your coach regarding bridge notes, because bridge notes are appropriate for some people and may not necessarily be appropriate for everyone all across the board. They just aren't. There's some instances where bridge notes are probably not your best approach. Here's another trick or another piece of understanding. It's really not any harder to raise money under scholarships or grants and gifts than it is to raise money under bridge notes when you're dealing with a small amount, when you say small amount, than the $15 or some small amount in that arena. Because it's about how you present and about how you give the offering of your opportunity to someone else. One of the things we find at Seal Space often is people who come and get engaged with Seal Space are oftentimes givers in their real life already. They've already given a lot to friends and neighbors and friends and even to strangers. They have it in their heart, their confidence. It's part of who they are. It's part of who they are internally. And oftentimes what we find is when it's time for them to receive, by giving the gift to someone else, to be the person who assisted you, is often received as a grateful gift on their part. Thank you for asking me. You don't know how much this meant to me to be able to help you, to assist you. You've done so much for so many other people. I'm just so glad that this can be done for you. And in the right language and presentation, when you get to your request, if you do it correctly, the mechanisms, then you're getting the person on the other side to basically say to you, how much did you need and what did you need it by? Because they can see the opportunity that's in front of you and recognize how valuable that is, and they want to support you in making that happen. When you can present the opportunity that you have in front of you to go to probably the most premier business development organization to assist you in building your business, and you recognize that these hours that you're going to be able to spend there, I call it a resident intensive training program. You have breakfast early in the morning. Hopefully all people get up and go to breakfast if it doesn't happen, where you have opportunities to engage with those members and those mentors and advisors and coaches and faculty. You have an opportunity to have 90-minute meals, sometimes it's two-hour meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have interaction time during a half-hour break. You have engagement time during many of those classes, where real, live activities take place throughout the week, multiple ones, planned inside of your classwork, planned as part of your classwork, planned as part of the actual overall engagement process, plus the evening hours when you're free to engage and have other time with people, that you have a tremendous opportunity to work on your business, not work in your business. When you're working on your business, you're building your structure. You're building the house that will not fall. You're putting in the foundation. When you can convey to someone that's what you're doing, and that you're going to build a house that's not going to fall, and you can convey that to them in a way in which it says, I couldn't do it on my own. I found that I had to have others to help me. And I found a way to get that done, not only from their engagement process and sponsorship, but they're going to help me build out my structure, help me design what I need, give me the guidance, tools, and materials in order for me to build out my dream, look for that gap in what I wanted to, needing to accomplish,
looking for how I'm going to grow this, what other channels of revenue I may have, how to structure my legal engagements, how to build my strategic alliance partnership documentation, my joint venture programs, my joint sponsorship programs, how to brand my company, how to organize the structure in development and layout and maneuvers and the legal opportunities to make sure that I'm properly protected, whether it's trademarks and patents and copyrights, to whether I'm just doing things right in my legal endeavors as a corporation. We have one of the nation's most premier corporate documentation companies. There's been a long time, present all the time, out in every form, they're there all the time, company that does nothing but assist corporations in making sure that their legal documentations are correct. Everything from board minute meetings all the way down to when you are issuing shares of stock, your communications relationship back to your stockholders. It's an important and valuable and necessary feature of business development. And you're going to do it right. Business owners, you see, businesses usually don't fail in their first 5 years because they did things right. They fail because they did things wrong. So why not do all the things right that you possibly can and stay engaged to making sure you're doing things right? Stay on that narrow gauge highway. Stay on that process that says, if I'm going to make this happen, I've got to engage. I've got to have these things done. There's just no other better way to do it. So why don't you do it through the most cost-effective, least burdensome, most enjoyable way of doing that? And now convey that to someone in a sense that says, so, James, I'm interested in having a meeting with you, about 15 minutes, when I describe to you what I'm doing and what I need next. Can you give me 15 minutes for that? And so you set up the appointment, you make the appointment, you go through a process step, and you and your coach will help you in building the language that I just described. I gave you a definition of what that language is to include and why that language is to include that. But I didn't give you the actual words, so you'll need to work with a coach to get that done. But those words in that 15-minute appointment, whether you carve back down to 10, whatever that time frame is, those words lead up to the script, which is about 90 seconds long. And that script is, so James, what I'm doing is I'm going to a business development organization, the one I was talking about earlier, and I'm going to be able to accomplish everything that I set out to do for my business. In fact, I recognized early on that a business is not a solo entrepreneur. A business is a team. And I'm going to be there to help build my team out, help structure my company, and help grow what I want to accomplish. But I'm interested in talking to just a few people to assist me on this, and I was thinking you might be able to be one of those that can assist me. What I'm interested in is having just a few people to help me get over the hump. I put some of my own money in here. I've got myself moving. I've got all my appointments made. I've got everything I need. I'm just a little short of accomplishing this. There's something that you could help me with on this program. Now, I left that totally wide open. I didn't speak of it in terms of whether it's a note, a bridge note, or speak of it what it was in terms of a scholarship or a grant. I did that just as an example to say you can leave this wide open or you can choke it down depending upon your audience of which way your unique circumstances are being designed for you for what you need. When you get to that request, then it's a simple, hopefully, yes or no answer. Now, sometimes people will give you, I don't know, I'll have to look and I'll have to see what I can do and check with you next week. Getting a maybe or getting an uncertain answer is not even what you should be doing at all. It's just not acceptable. You need to drill down into that and you need to find out why they aren't giving you an affirmative
or why they aren't giving you a no. It should be a yes or a no if you've done your presentation as well. And the yes or no is what you need to have before you leave that conversation. If it's a maybe, you should simply say to them, well, James, thank you so much. I'm sure you do need to check on that a little bit. But let me ask you, is the reason that you need to check on this, or the reason you're not certain, or the reason that you want to wait until next week, is that simply because you don't want to tell me no right now? Because if it is, I very much appreciate just having the answer. Can you assist me on this, or is that not possible? Because walking out of that meeting or hanging up the phone and having a maybe doesn't serve you well. 99 out of 100 maybes will turn into a no. Why not give you the answer? Now, if it's a yes, you've only got a couple things to do. Thank you so much. How do we get that done? What's the process steps to get it done? Now, many of you might know this. CEOs, third parties can pay CEO space for your membership, but only for your membership. Not your hotel room, not anything above and beyond your remaining amount of money that's in your membership. So if you put a deposit down, it's only the remaining amount. But if a third party wanted to make a third-party credit card payment directly to CEO space on your behalf for your membership, that can be done up to that amount, nothing more than that. There's a form for it. Your club president can get you the form, and that might be an easy process and something that some people take advantage of. If it's a yes, you're looking for what's the details of getting it done. If it's a no, then please do this. This is a business of ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. That is, if it's a no, you simply say to them, James, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I appreciate knowing that. And I knew going into this, this is good language, I knew going into this that not everyone that I spoke to is going to be able to assist me on this. I knew going into this that not everyone that I spoke to is going to be able to assist me on this. And that's okay. I don't think anything less of you for not being able to. And please don't think anything less of me for asking. I simply am going to get this done. And so if you're not able to, you know someone who might be able to. Now, how many times did I use the word able? I think I used it at least 4 times. And what I've done by doing that is not only have I honored and respected them as ladies and gentlemen doing business as ladies and gentlemen, and it's okay if you're not able to support me on this, but if they are able and they only said no to me as a knee-jerk reaction to the request because it was just they didn't know what else to do but give you a no at the moment, it's okay. But by leaving the word able behind, it gives them a pause to think about it. And oftentimes we've had students and members walk away from a meeting with that, not dejected and not feeling down, knowing that they did a good presentation, knowing that the person may not really be able to help them with that, and then later to find out in a 24-hour period or less or a little more, they end up getting a phone call from them and saying, Jim, you know what? You were in talking to me the other day. I think I can assist you with that. Is there still an opportunity to help out with what you got going there? And then now you're just delighted to say, yes, thank you. But sometimes people, we're seeing conditions to give no's out. Don't take that as a rejection. In fact, know this is a cue for all of this. Never, ever, ever take this as a personal rejection. There are a lot of things going on in a lot of people's worlds. It's okay. Not everyone is able to help you with this, assist you with this. Don't expect that you're going to have a certain specific people, those that you might think could and should and probably would, but then they still say no to you. You don't know what's going on in their world. Never be beholden to an expected outcome. Because if that outcome doesn't happen, you're the one that's rejected. You're the one that's feeling bad about it. Believe me, the other party probably forgot about it 10 minutes after you asked them. Because they, it was off their mind. It's okay. Rejection is not a problem, because if you think of it as rejection, it becomes a problem. Don't let it think of it as rejection. It's ladies and gentlemen doing business. It's ladies and gentlemen with a simple request. This is what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. And I'm looking for a few people to support me on that. Could you be one of those people? Would you find it in your heart to be one of the angels who will support me? And in many cases, I've had my students use those words because it fits them, you know, in a frequency and alignment basis. Because when someone does assist them, they are an angel. So there's nothing wrong with putting that in your language if that's part of who you are and part of your relationship potentially with that other person. Because it is about how we serve and help and assist other people. So we're really at the top of the hour. I want to leave it open just for questions, see if there's any out there. I've appreciated the opportunity to do this. Are there any questions?
No, thank you so much for explaining that.
Good. I want to leave behind my email account. I'm jim@ceospaceinc.com. Just jim@ceospaceinc.com. And I didn't ask for this at the top of the hour because we started off with just a few people, but I'm going to ask for this. Please send me an email with your name and your club president on it. It's very helpful as part of what we can do to help get back to your coach and your club president, I mean, and let them know that you're on the call, because it's really helpful to keep things encouraging and keep things moving. We all really are serious volunteers to support you. I'm a volunteer. You will find me at the forum. I will be there. And I want you to come up and say, Jim, I made it. Because everyone that gets across the line and gets there to the forum has a unique brotherhood in the fact that they did something to support themselves in their own dream. And that's the first building block, getting things accomplished for yourself. So, again, my email is jim@ceospaceinc.com. Please send me a quick note and just say I was on the call and my club president is, give me your full name, and so I can get that locked down in the database. I appreciate it. If you want to poke me with a couple of questions or anything, you can do that on the email. And I will see you at CEOSpace coming up in another week. And for those of you who can get there early enough, we do encourage it. There's an entire 26, almost 27 hours of fun busting language, and really beyond fun busting, the language of raising capital that takes you the next step beyond fun busting. So get this in, get this done, work with your coach, and we will see you there. Blessings,
Jim.
Thank you so much. Yes, hi.
Hey, Jim. Hey, it's Michelle. Hey, I just want to give everyone just a, I guess, a heads up that Bernie Dorman will be doing the fun busting call this Saturday at 1 p.m. East Coast time. So just want to make sure everyone knew about that.
Yes, I appreciate that. He is, and he is the master. So don't hold back. Get out there and start to do some things between now and Saturday. Anything you advance on, and if you aren't complete, and Bernie's, you're there for with Bernie on Saturday, you will find an amazing turbo boost right into your project. But I tell you what, you don't learn unless you do. So you've got to go do. So if I can encourage you in any way, whatever your status is, keep moving and working forward. If you're out there, do some practicing. We want you to practice with people who are friends of yours or acquaintances or someone that you absolutely tell them, I am practicing. I have a chance to go to this event, and I'm going to start raising some capital for what I'm doing. Can I get 10 or 15 minutes with you to practice with you? Do the practicing. We want you to do that for two or three times for maybe even a single individual, and maybe even do it for two or three individuals yet before you go out and do it real live activity. If you go do it real live activity, so much you're already being practiced up. Michelle, thank you so much. Any other comments? No? Okay. Again, my email is jim@mcosageinc.com. Send me a quick note, say you're on the call, and let me know your name in full and who your club president is, and I will see you out at the forum in just another week. And don't forget about Bernie being on the fund busting call this Saturday. Blessings, and we'll see you all soon. Bye now.
Thank you, Jim. That was great.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Thank you, Jim Avery.
Thank you.